since its establishment in 1998, International Day for the Remembrance of the Slave Trade and its Abolition, it's given us the opportunity to look back at the legacy of the slave trade and to understand how that uprising that we are commemorating from 1791 was actually symbolic of a victory for freedom and human rights. The day is a tribute to every victim and their resistance against slavery. And that is part of what many regions of the world consider to be a common heritage, just as what it symbolizes, which is the call for truth, for justice, and for dialogue among people.
What lessons can be learned today from that time?
What's really important is to understand the limitations of interpretation, how we can change the silence and act together to make resistance against slavery an inspirational force for future generations. The real issue is this was a call for truth. The spirit continues to be with us, and it has infiltrated many other aspects of the work that we do in the call for social justice, in the call for the reduction of inequalities, in the call for the preservation of human dignity and human rights, of course.
Can you tell us about some of UNESCO's projects?
From this mandate of educational, cultural, and scientific commitment, as well as the words of our Constitution about building peace, needs to pursue the continuous objective to break the silence, but also to better understand the causes, the forms of operation, what the global stakes were and the consequences. And so we launched this Slave Root project targeting the highlighting of global transformations and cultural interactions, and to really showcase how cultural pluralism, how intercultural dialogue and understanding are critical to the culture of peace, this notion of new identities and citizenship. Since then, we have, through this project, stimulated research, encouraged the implementation of many educational tools in schools, the protection of what we call memorial sites, and even the official recognition of slavery as a crime against humanity by the United Nations. This is the critical part for human history and how it was suppressed and how it needs to come back. It's also led to many other projects working, for example, along the Global Silk Road, working on the general history of Africa, which seeks to remedy the general ignorance on the history of Africa and to reconstruct it, freeing it from racial prejudice and understanding how we can reread the history through purely African perspectives or more objective views of scientists and researchers.
You mentioned about memorial sites.
Yes, we just had two sites nominated as UNESCO World Heritage Sites, which are the Valongo Wharf Archaeological Site in Brazil and the Mbanza Congo, the vestiges of the capital of the former Kingdom of Congo in Angola, both recognized to be of universal value. The former harbor area in Rio de Janeiro was one of the most important wharfs in world history because as many as 900,000 enslaved Africans, men, women, and children were held before being sold in the Brazilian market. And for two decades that it existed, was a hub in how the population of the African diaspora came to the New World. And the other site was, again, a principal slave trade route through which this town, people who were enslaved, were transported to the Americas and to the Caribbean. The archaeological traces of the past speaks to the remembrance of many, many tangible and intangible heritage elements that still exist and have been honored now.
Does UNESCO have a specific message for the day?
We do an annual message on the 23rd of August, which is the anniversary of this insurrection that happened in 1791, a reminder for us of the eternal effort to reaffirm human dignity, to understand how we are working to help build the reinforcements against racism and prejudice, to break down ignorance and to really remind the importance of teaching the history of this period to ensure that the path of all citizenship continues to peace and dignity.
Is there anything further you would like to tell our audience?
It's important to understand that slavery is not a thing of the past. Today, we talk about modern slavery and human trafficking, the pushback on multilateralism, on human rights, about race and identity and culture and their roles. And we continue to, of course, be challenged on how we can coexist together.